sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two. Everyone should be concerned about the shortages, and in particular, food shortages, and they are a reality, and unfortunately, with the policies of this administration, they may very well and likely will continue. We've got a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods, non-GMO. And that was something that Dr. Judy Mikovits, by the way, spoke about yesterday, was getting off of any products that are GMO, because the GMO combines with the vaccine particles that have been put into your body since 1962. If you've had a vaccine since 1962, you need to be paying attention to this. And I hope you listened to Dr. Judy yesterday. So non-GMO products are very important that you consume those and not consume GMO products. Simple Clean Foods has a solution for you. Chance Gibson will be with us, bottom of hour number two. Top of that hour, Scott Uhlinger is going to be with us. We'll talk Ukraine, Russia, China. There is a, by the way, and I'm putting it up at my website, there is a top secret Chinese video that has been recorded regarding war mobilization meeting of the southern war zone of the PLA, Guangdong province, in the state of war. And it is essentially, it's translated into English, but it essentially is showing that China is in fact planning to go to war. And we should be very, very, very concerned about this issue. So we'll have that conversation with Scott Uhlinger and his thoughts on that coming up in the program in top of the next hour. The bottom of this hour, for at least the first or early part of the program, Dr. Alveda King will be back with me. Dr. Alveda King joins me, and looking forward to having Dr. King on the program. We're going to talk about life. And we'll talk about life from conception and the importance of that. And, of course, that speaks directly also as we continue to pray for and lift up the families, the parents, the community of Uvalde. And I want to say this, too. Yesterday in our final segment, Victor Avila and I talked about the possibility that the individual that was involved in what happened there, 18 years old, two very expensive weapons, body armor, all the things that were involved in that, and now we're finding out that he was in there for a fairly decent amount of time, which is horrific. But the point is, we talked about the cartels targeting and those kinds of activities and the very real possibility that this young man was trained and assisted by cartels to get a hold of the money that he needed in order to accomplish what he did. All of that being said, it does not take away from the situation as a whole and our deep concern about the safety of kids in school. And we've had experts on this program talk about how you harden a school. There should have been an armed resource officer there that actually did interact with this young man, and he never should have been allowed to find an open door, an unlocked door, an ability to enter into that facility without any barrier and without encountering any resistance. And he didn't. And our hearts are broken for those teachers who tried to get between the gunmen and their students and lost their lives. The law enforcement that were breaking out windows on the backside of the school and pulling kids through. Of course, no one wants to talk about that or give them any credit for any of that. All they want to do is talk about the delays and talk about trying to keep parents from running in there and getting themselves shot. It's a horrific situation. My first guest this morning, Don Jans, I want to bring him in because one of the significant issues that exists here is a breakdown in the family. And obviously, this young man was coming out of a very broken family situation. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. People ask me all the time, they say, Don, are you clairvoyant? And I say, no. not clairvoyant at all. Then they asked me, well, do you have a special line to God? And I said, yes. I have the exact same line to God that does every Christian. I pray. I read the Bible. God speaks to me through both. They say, well, how do you know that these things are going to happen? Well, I also have studied quite extensively the teachings of Marxism. And Marxism, the teachings of Marxism really, Marx put them down on paper, but they really go back a long time. They're the teachings of evil. And the teachings of evil have been prevalent throughout the world forever. And they're very, very prevalent in the United States of America today. Vladimir Lenin said, you destroy the family and you destroy the nation. And when he took power in Russia, he specifically set out to destroy the family and used many of the very same tactics that are being used by the American left today. Karl Marx stated specifically, those kids are not the property of the parents. They are the property of the state. And it is the state's responsibility to teach them values that we, the state, want them to have. Those children cannot be taught the values of their parents or the values of the church. They must be taught the values of the state that we dictate to them. We must gain control of all education and indoctrinate those kids. If you will take the time to thoroughly study what the Marxist theory is, you will identify the American left with it, and they are doing exactly what they must to destroy the family, because it is their intent to destroy our nation. I'm not clairvoyant, but I do have a special line to God, no different line from what any other Christian has.
It's you know, what you're saying. I mean, this is exactly what Marxism and socialism are all about, right?
Absolutely. When Hillary Clinton told us it takes a village to raise a child, she was reiterating hard Marxism philosophy. No, it takes a strong family,
yes,
to raise a child. Yep. And that strong family, read the Bible. According to what we are taught in the Bible, that strong family is responsible for putting into those children's minds that God is the ultimate ruler and we must follow him. And the state says no. Marxism says no. It is the state. It is the government. It is the Marxist philosophy that is the ultimate ruler. And the children must believe the philosophy, the ideology of Marxism.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, you know, this is what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we are focused in on, or should be focused in on. But it is exactly what we're watching, and it is of grave concern. And you know, we talked about Nick on, who's with Disney, but he's, you know, pushing back against Disney and their plan to pervert our kids. But this is, Don, this is the exactly what you're talking about. You have messaging that is going to children that denigrates parents. You have messaging that is going into the household that is designed to destroy the marriage. You have emasculation that is being taught and has been being taught in our schools. So, you know, get rid of dad. We used to live in a society of, you know, father knows best, and the importance of mom and dad and how that dynamic works in a home. And dad was first vilified and then relegated to an unnecessary position. And this has played a huge role. Parents as bumbling fools has been depicted. Disney has been a doing this to kids for a very long time, and and we weren't paying attention to the messaging that was being sent, you know, to our children.
Well, two things on that. When Lenin took over Russia, like I said, his goal was to destroy the family. Several things that he instituted. He instituted immediately open, just very, very easy abortion on demand.
Mm.
Get pregnant, come in, go to work, you can get your abortion. He also instituted sexual immorality other than homosexuality. But the idea of adultery, he promoted adultery. But how did he do that? He took families and he split them. He had the husband go in one city and work and the wife in another. And all of this was planned. So he said, yes, understanding that sexual relations between a married couple is an extremely important part of a marriage. He said, well, maybe I'll just let them apart and let them have sexual relations with whomever they want. And it worked. Divorce became extremely easy, very, very easy. All you have to say is, I'm going to sign a paper and we're going to get a divorce. He destroyed the family. The other thing that takes place here is who actually has the ultimate role in raising that kid. I heard the Secretary of Education say that it is the responsibility of the school to all of a sudden be totally responsible for a young kid, third, fourth, fifth grade, whatever.
All right, we're going to take a break. Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about that and how, again, when you take it outside of the home, it's so dangerous. Back after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
If you're interested in looking younger and maybe helping slow down some of those old age-related challenges, stay tuned. Red wine is said to be good for everything from lowering your cholesterol to improving heart health to blood sugar control, enhancing memory, and immune boosting. Liquid Resvante is a product for you, available at cgrwellness.com. 1 ounce of Resvante has a trans-resveratrol equivalent to 300 glasses of a red Cabernet without the alcohol. Harvard Medical Research shows resveratrol improves sensory motor coordination, endurance, muscle function, energy, stamina, and more. Resvante has 99% ultra-pure resveratrol, which is clinically proven to slow the aging process. Available at cgrwellness.com, Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio for $20 off your first order of $50 or more. Apply it at checkout. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, Don, as we were talking about this and the Stalin influence and Lenin's influence and Marxism and so on, it just really made me thinking about the 1963 addition to the congressional record of the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was written in the Naked Communists by Klaus Skousen. Did I say his name right?
I think it's close enough.
Yeah. Willard Cleon Skousen wrote The Naked Communist in 1958. And I mean here are a couple of things. For example, eliminating all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and violation of free speech. Boy, did we see that. Breakdown of cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. If you haven't seen Mind Polluters, the movie, to see what they're teaching your 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old right now, what's in the library in your schools because of the comprehensive sex education program, you need to wake up and watch this. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Folks, think about that whole statement and what's happened. We're no longer talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're talking about social justice in church. Oh, if you're a Christian, your real focus is social justice. No, if you're a Christian, your real focus is to realize the nature of man is evil and wicked. But Jesus Christ said that I came and he set us free from sin here and now. Oh, but no. Well, now you're talking about, now you're being holier than thou. Now I'm being biblical.
Yes.
Now I'm being, there's one more I want to get in here before I toss this back to you to close this out. And that is discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Boy, is that not exactly what you talked about?
Yeah, it absolutely is. This is not just some random happening. This is all. And if you go back and you look at the destruction of any strong nation, you see inevitably the breakdown of the family. Never, ever forget that when we were established, when God created us, he created the basic foundation of society. He created the family.
Yep. First thing. First institution. First thing. First institution that he created. He created Adam, then he created Eve, and he joined that union together. He instituted marriage, and Jesus in Matthew 19 reaffirms that as well. He created the male and female, and then he talks about the man leaving and joining and them becoming one. Let me throw this one last piece in too. Number 41 of the list emphasized the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents, attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Attack the parent and make them the bad guy. Wow. Go ahead, Don.
We're not clairvoyant, are we? Mm. All we do is read, and what they've said, they intend. They're not playing a joke. One of the key things of the welfare system, and we're taught charity is very, very, very good. In fact, charity is necessary. Welfare is always an evil. And the welfare state has been as much of an agent of breaking down the family as has anything else. And so when we violate the teachings of the Bible, and we adhere to the teachings of man, the inevitable breakdown of society is there. It will happen. Always has, always will.
I mean, here's another one. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis, they say, to Russian history since the communists took over. But they've disguised that by giving more emphasis to socialist types and communist types of ideas and making America out to be the bad guy. The one before that is discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Think about that. That's exactly what they've done, ladies and gentlemen. And the founders, many of our founding fathers, gave everything for this country and literally ended up going to their graves broke, completely broke. No home, no money, nothing. Broke. But they believed that it was so important to pass on this understanding of the rights that God has given us and what a free country and a free nation and a free people with God at the center, Jesus as the King, what that would look like and how that might change the world. And it has. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm having some issues here with a portion. There we go. Check, check, check. Testing, testing. There we go. I think we're okay. All right. Well, welcome back. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And again, greatly appreciate you being with me here on Chosen Generation Radio. Trying to get Dr. Alveda King on, but I know she's got meetings and things. We talked yesterday with her assistant, and it looked like we were going to be there, but perhaps not. So I'm going to just take a moment to kind of continue with you in breaking down these 45 goals of the Communist Party, because it should be eye-opening to us to see what they are doing and what they have done. Number 24 in this list: eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Do you remember the battles that took place, I don't know, probably 30 years ago or so? Those that were suggesting, the free speech battles that happened with the FCC and all that sort of stuff that went on, and how the presentation of the idea that certain words and certain phrases and so on shouldn't be made or stated or said on a public communication platform, that television should not cross certain lines. But watch number 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Now, think about what has happened in our culture. think about what now is. When you had, for example, you know, the launching of things like Playboy. Oh, now everybody, oh, that's Hugh Hefner. He was cool. No, Hugh Hefner wasn't cool. Hugh Hefner was a very sad man. Very sad. Many marriages destroyed a number of lives. Young girls that almost made it but didn't make it but got used and turned on to drugs and became dependent on drugs and drug addicts and alcohol problems. Women who were murdered by deranged men. This was a horrific story. But that part of the story isn't the one that's told. And what he did, what Flint did with Hustle magazine, attempting to use, look, with great rights and great freedom also comes great responsibility. Adam said that our Constitution is fit only for a moral people. And you have to break down morality. You have to destroy the moral character of our nation in order to be able to destroy our Constitution, to use our weapon of freedom against us. Look, the Constitution is, and I'm going to say this, the Constitution is very similar to the Bible. It is not biblical. It is not the Word of God. But it certainly has inspiration. And the Constitution was created by inspiration of men inspired by the Word of God. And so when you consider that, look at Scripture, folks. Look at the fight between good and evil. God has kicked Satan out of heaven. What did Satan do in his efforts to tempt Jesus in the desert, but use Scripture against him, twisting it to try to make it sound like it's something that it wasn't, that it's intention, throw yourself off? And hasn't he said that he's given angels charge over you, and if you stumble and fall, he'll catch you? And Jesus says, no, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. In other words, I'm not going to jump off of here without my Father saying, take this leap of faith. And we confuse that. Peter steps out of the boat, out onto the water, but did he just jump out of the boat, out onto the water, as some mistakenly will preach to you? Or was he in fact invited to step out of the boat onto the water in that instance? And what do we learn about him? Because at a certain point, he no longer is able to walk upon the water, but he begins to sink, he begins to drown. And what happens? What caused that to happen? He took his eyes off of Jesus Christ. And it was the Son of God that beckoned him, step out of the boat. Not just jump out of the boat any old time that you want. Don't try to walk on water just any old time that you get the idea in your head. Because that's precisely what the devil did, was as he tried to take the word and he tried to say, well, didn't God say this? So now let's try to manipulate the situation. You've got to be careful of that, even in your preaching, even in your teaching, even in what you receive. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it will eat of its fruit. So yes, and the Word of God tells us to dwell on good things in our thoughts, in our mind. It also tells us to expose evil and expose darkness, and that light exposing darkness will drive darkness out. We have to be certain. Jesus said, I can only do what I have seen my Father do, and what he shows me to do. It's why when people will say things like, well, if you got the gift of healing, why don't you just walk into that hospital and heal everybody in the room? Well, because that's not what the Lord gave me to do. A number of years back, I had a client with me here, and on occasion we would pray over the radio. And on this particular occasion, he brought forward a prayer request for a young lady who was suffering from a degenerative heart condition. She was in the hospital, and they were telling her that if you don't get a heart replacement, if this doesn't happen like now, like very quickly, you're going to die. And she was perfectly healthy and suddenly felt this and suddenly had to go to emergency. And there she was. And he brought forward this request and just wanted prayer for this very young lady in her 20s. And I heard with clarity, the Holy Spirit said, pray for her. I'm going to do a miracle. Pray for her. I'm going to do a miracle. And so I said, can we pray right now? Absolutely. And we did. And I prayed exactly what I heard the Holy Spirit speak in my ear to pray. His words, not mine, prayed that prayer. We got done with that segment. We got off air about within a half an hour of getting off air, I got a phone call from him, and he said, this is a miracle, because she was just released from ER and sent home. They're going to bring her back and do some more tests, but they've done testing, and her heart is suddenly well. And the issue, she was rejecting medications, and so she was well. When I do these meetings in India and we pray, I am here in America. I am speaking to them over Skype. But we have had blind see, deaf hear, lame walk, women who were barren. Ladies and gentlemen, but here's the thing. It only happens if I'm obedient to the Lord. And I'll bring this back now to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. This is a Bill of Rights. Rights that we need to understand came from God. The 45 goals of communism, if you look them up, are perversion. They are a perversion. They are a perversion and an attempt to twist these rights and this truth, to twist the Constitution of the United States and pervert it. I'll be back with more coming up on the other side.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
If you're interested in looking younger and maybe helping slow down some of those old age-related challenges, stay tuned. Red wine is said to be good for everything from lowering your cholesterol to improving heart health to blood sugar control, enhancing memory, and immune boosting. Liquid Resvante is a product for you, available at cgrwellness.com. 1 ounce of Resvante has a trans-resveratrol equivalent to 300 glasses of a red Cabernet without the alcohol. Harvard Medical Research shows resveratrol improves sensory motor coordination, endurance, muscle function, energy, stamina, and more. Resvante has 99% ultra-pure resveratrol, which is clinically proven to slow the aging process. Available at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO for $20 off your first order of $50 or more. Apply it at checkout. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me show you what I'm developing for you. And again, this has to do with the deception and really getting in and understanding what it is, because the 45 goals of the Communist Party that I've been talking to you about are a human twisting of America and the United States of America, formatted as a constitutional republic, the Declaration of Independence, undergirding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, undergirding the rest of that document. These rights, this freedom, this liberty, as our founding fathers fought for it and delivered it, and this weekend is Memorial Weekend. It's a weekend not in which we celebrate veterans, that's Veterans Day, not in which we celebrate our service members who are fighting the fight. No, this weekend is about remembering those who paid the ultimate price, who died so that we might have our liberties and our freedoms. Many who died, there were many, many who died in World War II all across Europe, and there's a grave site and remembrances of that, remembrances. And those who have come home and who are in military graves here in the United States, who those who died in battle, those who gave their lives in service to the defense of our country. That's what Memorial Day is about. Not about a veteran who died years later, but about veterans who died in battle and gave their lives, paid the ultimate price. The liberty and the freedom that we have, as our founders understood it, was something inside of us. It's interesting. I was looking at Genesis chapter 3, the serpent's deception of Eve, and he says to her, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of every tree of the garden? And the woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband, and he ate. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They were innocent. They're completely innocent. They didn't even have a nature that could be awakened. They didn't know sin, rebellion, evil. They didn't know it. They had no knowledge of it. And because they had no knowledge of it, they didn't do it. They weren't tempted to make a decision between choose this day whom you will serve and good and evil. That was not in existence. We read on down and we go to the bottom, and Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. And then God threw him out. Because why? Because that would mean then that man would be in such great rebellion against God that God would have no choice but to fully and completely destroy man. Now, I know people will say, well, but look at the flood. Yes, the flood. But he saved Noah and his sons and their wives and members of each animal kind so that earth would be able to replant, replenish, and start over again. And he chose Noah because Noah had raised his sons. Sadly, one of Noah's sons was engaged and involved in a heinous act against Noah, and they became the Canaanites who practiced sodomy, the place of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so the nature, this is where Satan was right, the divine nature, the pure and unsoiled nature of man was forever changed by that event in the garden, and he exchanged his good nature for one that was evil. And that evil is what we have been battling ever since. But note that it begins with the question, did God really say? It begins by questioning God's word. And here we have in the 45 goals of the communists, Satan doesn't change his colors. It's the same tact. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship. Let's change the terminology. And a violation of free speech and free press. So let's take these freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom to redress the government, and let's pervert them. Let me show you what they encourage. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, and social problems. In other words, to teach them that the riots that we've seen, the burning down of buildings, the destruction of communities, and so on, those are legitimate aspects of America's tradition. Understand that even in the revolution of the United States of America, where there was a breaking away, there was not an embrace of that kind of behavior. When you dig down and understand what truly happened, the Boston Tea Party. Read the real history of the Boston Tea Party. Read the real history of who these people were and not the fake TV version. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two, coming up.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.